the Hollies, and they're Jennifer Eccles from KFWB. It's 20 minutes mark past 10 o'clock, and we are running out of time. 40 minutes left on a KFWB Sunday night. Incidentally, I want to take just a second here to say hi to some folks who have been listening to the final few hours of KFWB's Music Things, because the cast in the Anthem Sprinter down at the Cornet Theater has been listening backstage in between and when they're not on stage and so forth and so on. So we'll welcome them to the final portion of KFWB's Music Happening as well. Pretty lady again. That's Pat Clark here on a KFWB Sunday night, and I'm telling you, you couldn't live without your love. We're 23 and a half minutes past 10 o'clock on the final hour of KFWB's Music Happenings. Gene Weed wrapping it up for this Sunday night and making way for our new all-news format that is coming on tomorrow morning as of 5:30 in the morning time. As I mentioned earlier, this hour I'll give you a chance to tape record all the jingles that we have at hand so that you may perhaps get them on your tape recorder and, you know, make a few memories for yourself in days to come. Thing. We played just a taste of that a little while ago and thought maybe we'd bring it back in its entirety so you could dig it all together, Bebuzz. Where is he now? Is he still there? We got to give the Wolfman a plug, don't we, baby?
Hey, baby, can you dig it?
Yeah, can I dig it? You know I can.
Yeah, the Wolfman, Jack. He's on X-E-R-A-R-A-B. Yeah, so you can pick up on the Wolfman. I guess he's still on tonight. You can't listen to him tonight, though, folks, because you got to sit here and cry with me until 11 o'clock. I'm going to go through my final hour without playing the fellow whose records I personally have enjoyed playing more than anybody else. You are out of your gourd. Here's Dean Martin. Here, there's Dean Martin. Welcome to my world from KFWB Group W, Westinghouse, broadcasting for Los Angeles. Right on the schnoz. We're 10:30 on a Sunday night. Wrapping up the sound. Let me again remind you about what's happening at 11 o'clock tonight. Our illustrious program director, Bob Oakes, has written, produced, and directed a very, very exciting program that I'd like for you to listen to at 11 o'clock. It's called Flight 98 and stars the voices of Ben Chandler and Joe Yocum and just about everybody else from KFWB. And it all happens tonight at 11 o'clock. So you be ready for that. If you're still collecting the jingles, we'll continue to play them between the records. That's from the grassroots, all about the melody for you. From KFWB in our waning few minutes now, about 27 before 11 o'clock. All right, I'm going to try to answer because a lot of folks have been calling in on the phone wanting to know who is going to be going where and doing what. And I'll just kind of go down the list because all of them are pretty much the same. There is a place, as a matter of fact, on Santa Monica Boulevard near the corner of McCadden that you can probably find Al Lohman, Roger Barkley, Bob Hudson, Joe Yocum, Roger Christian, Lou Waters, and myself, Gene Weed, in about a week from right now. It is a sort of gray building that is, as I mentioned, on the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard. And, no, it's not a mortuary. It is the unemployment office, folks. No, you want to know what Al Lohman and Roger Barkley are going to be doing? I understand they have just done an audition for KABC-TV and very well may be doing a morning show on KABC-TV very soon. It's still up in the air, but it looks very good, and I hope it works out for them. Bob Hudson was going to be trying to improve his golf game because I have challenged him to another golf match this year, and we're going to see if his golf clubs can line up to his tummy size. Joe Yoakam is going to be resting a little bit because he has a very fat contract that allows him to rest for a while, although I imagine he's going to be doing some freelance television and radio work. Roger Christian will continue, I'm sure, to write songs and to do jingles that he has been doing for radio stations around the country. Lou Waters, I believe, is going to either Cincinnati or St. Louis to be a disc jockey there. And I will be assuming new duties of a newly formed film company with a fellow named Chuck Bloor called The Film Factory. And that just about wraps up what the folks are going to be doing. Other than that, we all intend to cry a lot. By the way, it is not at all true what Bob Applegate said. Loman and Barkley are not going to be opening a lemonade stand. That's Johnny Rivers and Baby, I Need That Lovin'. Well, I really should have had a live performance here by Bob Applegate and Terry Powell on that song by popular demand.
Pretty here for Bob and Terry, folks. Pretty
standing ovation. 8,000 people at Anaheim, huh?
Can you dig it?
I bet you not one of them remembers your name, right?
Right.
But they will. It's 22 minutes before 11 o'clock from KFWB. Hey, the arm that extends your helping hand to the men and women serving in the United States Armed Forces around the world and to their families here at home is the American Red Cross. Give our servicemen your support. Join your local chapter and help the Red Cross help. It's 21 minutes to 11 from Channel 98 KFWB. This is Jackie DeShannon, who during the tenure of KFWB became Mrs. Bud Dane. Thank you, darling. That's Jackie DeShannon from Channel 98. It's called Me About You. We'll also call it now 19 minutes away from 11 o'clock at night on this KFWB monumental Sunday night as we wrap up the curtain on the music things. Everybody, you know, I want to say thank you to the folks who've been calling and wishing everybody good luck at Channel 98, and also say thank you, but no thank you, to the folks who are calling and asking if they can save me the trouble of carrying out all the LPs when we go off the air at 11 o'clock. I understand most of the albums and stuff have been sent back to our sister station, WBZ, in Boston, those that were not reclaimed by Terry Powell. As for the rest of them, they're going to be given to the broadcast department at either UCLA or USC or a little bit to both departments because both of them are doing a great job in what they're doing out there. As for right now,
assemble a score. Even more of the nation's finest radio journalists.
The tanks have made their first appearance in town. And told KFWB News Radio.
Sends Congress a message. Assign outside reporters, mobile news units. Cover the beat of the West.
When he told KFWB News Radio, he came to the White House to issue an ultimatum to the North.
Back it up with a team of dedicated correspondents reporting from the news hotspots around the world.
It's just on scene, wasn't it? Two Davis at the White House.
It's just on really good. My God.
Tie it all together with people, facilities. This March, 980 becomes the news center on your radio dial. News the minute you want it. Depend on it.
We may be down to our last 17 minutes, but it's not too late to still answer a request or two, and we've had several for this one. Is that out of sight? That's from the mamas and the papas who have certainly contributed their number of sounds to our KFWB sounds and music things, and that's called California Dreamin'. We got one of the newer things coming up from Glenn Campbell, his interpretation out of his new album of one that's called Elusive Butterfly. It's 14 minutes away from zero hour.
You might wake up
some morning. Butterfly of love.
He's out of sight, I'm telling you. You can look forward to him. Now, there's a guy who's been around with us throughout the entire time of KFWB. I can't help but recall when Glenn Campbell came to town with Arkansas twang and that guitar picking right hand of his, which is...
The American way, every day.
A KFWB public service salute to Advertising Recognition Month.
It's 11 minutes until 11 o'clock. Still kind of in its infancy and getting going, but that's going to be a giant thing all over the country. The Montana's new Gotta Be Love. We're 8 minutes now before 11 o'clock. I think I better make the run down this list one more time so we all do a little remembering, particularly for those of you who have the tape recorders going, because these are... Probably recall some of these names. Al Jarvis, Ted Quillen, Elliot Field, Bruce Hayes, Red Blanchard, Johnny G., Jack Hayes, Bill Slater, B. Mitchell Reed, Bill Taylor, Bill Balance, Sam Riddle, Gary Owens, Reb Foster, Larry McCormick, Jimmy O'Neill, Dave Diamond, Bobby Dale, Wink Martindale, Don McKinnon, Joe Smith, Al Wyman, Chuck Bloor, Bill Angel, Earl McDaniel, Jim Hawthorne, Pat McGinnis, Ted Randall, Art Nelson, Ken Knox, Don French, Hal Pickens, Hal Murray, Steve Woodman, George Church III, Les Beagle, Jim Kelly, Lord Tim Hudson, Mike Ambrose, Cleve Herman, George Babcock, Tom Murphy, Al Lohman, Roger Barkley, Bob Hudson, Joe Yoakam, Roger Christian, and Lou Waters. Those are 49, and I'd like to say it's a very proud thing for me to say I make 50. To all those guys, and I think just about 95% of them are doing very, very well, I still think they have a little bit of nostalgia, so we'll dedicate this one from Nancy to them.
Well, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me.
Sinatra. Well, you know, I sat down here at 7 o'clock a while ago and never really figuring that 11 o'clock would come around, and I knew that it had to come around. And because it is my intent, at least at this particular time, to get out of the radio business and to go into the film business, and I'm very, very happy about it, but I'll tell you one thing. There have been so many people that I have met and so many people that I have become very close friends with that it's going to be a hard thing to say goodbye, and you certainly are one of them. And the folks who have made it all possible in the record business, the promotion people and the A&R people and all those people, along with all the other DJs whose names I mentioned earlier, and along with a fellow who I have the utmost respect for and who will remain here as the general manager, it's kind of hard to say goodbye to Jim Lightfoot as well. But to all of you, many thanks for the last 10 years, because it's been completely out of sight for me. And I hope it continues to be equally that for you, no matter what you may do. Goodbye and good night.
This is KFWB, Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting,
for Los Angeles. It's 11 p.m. and 60 degrees in L.A. This is Charles Morgan, KFWB News. Authorities in Salem are bringing the Oregon State Penitentiary under control after a 16-hour riot. Immaculate Heart Sisters have not revealed results of a meeting called to consider withdrawal from control of the archdiocese. South Vietnam is considering even stricter controls over the population and recall of veterans of fighting. Chances that Nelson Rockefeller will run for Republican presidential nomination have increased after a meeting in New York. Van Nuys Chevrolet strike has ended and workers are urged to get back on the job tomorrow morning. Two of 20 victims in the bus crash have been identified as Southern Californians. Rescue workers will attempt to remove 16 more bodies from devastated Louisiana salt mine tomorrow. Five were brought up today. Those are the headlines of this hour. This is Charles Morgan, KFWB News.